USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow lost more than 2,100 points, the biggest single-day point loss. The major stock indexes lost more than 9% or more as bad news regarding the coronavirus continues to be reported. Although when it comes to the stock market, Chris Hogan with Ramsey Solutions tells Fox News,
"We know we are definitely inside of a bear market and things are looking rough right now, but I'm reminding people that we've been here before. As we've walked through the situation with SARS and swine flu and post 9/11. So I'm telling people, while drama may be going on, we must remain calm."
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is canceling next week's scheduled recess to continue to work on the coronavirus crisis. Republicans are working with the White House on crafting an economic relief package. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A major cruise line has suspended operations because of the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise?
Well, if you're talking about a princess cruise, it's going to have to wait because President John Schwartz said there will be no princess cruises for 60 days. Cruises that are supposed to end before the 17th of March or this upcoming Tuesday won't be affected. But Schwartz says princess cruises supposed to continue past the 17th will come to an end at what he calls the most convenient location for guests. And he says an additional generous future cruise credit benefit will be given to people who are supposed to go on a cruise over the next 2 months. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
NASCAR says they will hold their events at the Atlanta Motor Speedway and Homestead Miami Speedway without fans in attendance. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sunday night's Democratic presidential debate is being moved from Phoenix to Washington, D.C. A statement from the DNC says the move was made out of an abundance of caution and in order to reduce cross-country travel. Now, regarding that debate, probably one of the things we will not be hearing about will be gun control and the confrontation that former Vice President Joe Biden had earlier this week with a man in Michigan. Colin Noir is a gun rights activist, and he tells Fox News the former vice president's stance on guns is certainly on the table.
So one thing I want people to understand is that Joe Biden is a political elitist. He spent his entire professional career in politics, so all he knows is power. So when some lowly subject, as he sees it, comes and confronts him about his agenda on the Second Amendment, it enrages him because it's like, how dare you challenge me on a position about my control? Which is why he's always trying to relegate the Second Amendment to the idea of hunting. The Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting. So him talking about how many shotguns he owns or how many times his son goes hunting is irrelevant when talking about the Second Amendment. It's about the right of the people being able to bear arms. And Joe doesn't like that because he's used to having power, and his overall goal is to control the people. Not talk to them, not converse with them, right. Not try to understand where they're coming from, as you can see based on his demeanor when someone asked him a question about his stance. He was enraged. He was mad about it because he's like, you don't get to challenge me. You're somebody I rule over.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.